God pray for us. So let the song play.
Harvest Ministries would like you to join us every Sunday for service, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Say it's saved, because remember when your spirit is saved already, nothing can come against it. Because
if you miss a service or the live broadcast of it, you can tune into our Bible study show, God's View, following directly after service.
My expectations might just be, I just want $1 million in a big house. How about God going to supersede that? Why would I want to believe it's something I could just speak and know that could happen?
You miss a service and God's View? That's okay. We got you covered. You can listen to Pastors Roxana Becknell Show, Words from Above, every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. on Kingdom Supporter Radio Network. For more info on the Time to Harvest Ministries shows and events, or if you have a prayer request, interested in being a baptismal candidate, or you would like to partner with us whether it's through donation or sponsorship, contact us at our website, atthm.com. We hope to see you in service real soon. Until then, we pray God bless you and produce an unexpected harvest in your life. And always remember, it's about the people.
About the people, about the people, about the people.
Whoa! Get into the season!
I'm joking. Welcome, I'm Minister Morion. I'm Pastor Becknell. I'm a Minister Morion.
Okay.
You are Pastor Becknell.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, welcome to God's View. We appreciate you all tuning in. We just finished our Sunday service. Pastor talked about he came, he went, he rode, and he did it. So, man, it was an awesome service. Was, I mean, an awesome message. One thing is that stuck with me is that people have to see it. You have to see them come. You have to see them go.
Good time in the Lord, we're gonna eat
And then on January 3rd, Pastor will be
preaching at
That Place Church.
Pastor
Shelton Johnson.
My little brother.
We still will be broadcasting that Sunday. You'll just be in work with me and not Pastor, because she's probably going to be on the working at That Place Church.
I always be on good.
So we have a lot more stuff coming up. We have some great stuff. Pastor got a book coming out, Change Your Life, Not Just Your Clothes.
Yeah.
We will be announcing all of this stuff for the new year. So keep it locked at atthm.com. But today we have a message for you, and it's come from John chapter 1, verse 1 through 14.
The Word became flesh.
That is the title. You want to pray first before we read the scripture?
Okay. Father, we thank you right now for the time of study, time of illuminating the word, Father. Father, that we can ask questions and find out more about you. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that our relationship with you is more in this day and this time. And protect us, Father, in this season, because you are our refuge. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I wrote down some things because in the past couple of weeks I've been just, you know how you deal with people and stuff, and you have to talk to them, and you know, when they need prayer and stuff like that.
Yes.
And this is the thing, I've been commenting three things so far, that I believe in God, but not in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one was, I don't believe there's a God because of what I see. Mm-hmm. What's going on, pandemic, people dying, they don't believe. And then somebody else said the Bible is just fake.
Mm-hmm. So
that's three things.
I
believe in God, but not the Bible.
Not the Bible. And then I believe in.
I don't believe there's
God. Believe there's God because of what I see.
Uh-huh.
And then
the Bible
says that's what you.
I've been hearing that.
Okay.
That's why things haven't been going good in their life, and they haven't, you know, received whatever they prayed for or whatever it was they asked God to do. Because for that, they said, "Well, it's just faith. I don't have time for it." So
we're going to try to get in.
Yeah, so when it just came up, this lesson,
mm-hmm.
and it said, in the beginning was the Word,
mm-hmm.
and the Word was with God,
mm-hmm.
and the Word was God.
Yes.
That just sums it right there.
Yes, and verse 2 says, uh-huh. the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
Wow.
In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Mm-hmm.
And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Verse 11 says, He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor of will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we behold his glory, and the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Okay, so before we move on, this is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It
was a full on summer.
Because if you want to say to me these things, I believe in God, that's not in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But if it says here, it's the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So how you can't?
Mm-hmm.
And then the same was in the beginning with God. So in the beginning, in Genesis, let's go back to that part, when the earth started, he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he always was. And he was. And then so then all things made by him. Look at how this is read.
Mm-hmm.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made. That was made.
Yeah.
So if you read it that way, so he made everything.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we're talking about, so it was not anything made that was made.
Mm-hmm.
So then in him was life. and the life of the light of men. So how can you sit there and say these three statements that the Bible says? I don't believe in it. The reason that the Bible says it's written by man, but if I write a book, it's still written by man.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be written by somebody who God, this, when he
did write it. Somebody believes that was written by man. So that's crazy. Like,
so
you ain't going to believe it, so you're not going to believe in social studies. Well, I don't believe in the Bible, but I believe in a big thing. That was written by man.
Yeah, and was said by man.
So thus you kill your own daughter.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't get the gist of how they feel and stuff.
But hey, that's why they couldn't talk to me, because I don't need the Bible to make me look
foolish. So the fact is to note that the eternal nature of God, of Jesus, and to praise the Lord for the Jesus incarnation, which is a real reason to celebrate Christmas. The application is to proclaim the biblical Jesus as recorded in John 1:1-14 to the lost of our current generation. And our text today arms us with the truth we can use to both keep ourselves centered on the gospel and share with others during this Christmas season. So then I pulled out some other things on here. It says that John begins his account in a very theological manner, ascribing to Jesus the title, the Word.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the Word.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how you do equal to in math?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's equal to. If X is equal to 12,
mm-hmm.
then X is 12.
Yeah.
You try to get people to understand it. So if Jesus is the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God,
mm-hmm.
then the Word
mm-hmm.
is God. So what, I mean...
That's a math I like.
I just don't get it.
Easy,
you know, and that's why I looked at this lesson, I'm like, people are tricky. You know, and it says the Word of God, the Father, was not only present at creation, but also played an essential role in the creation of all things, because he made everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is more than someone who spoke of life or showed the way to life. He is life himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he is equal to.
Mm-hmm.
Then I pulled out that Jesus is the incarnation, just as the life was God's initial creation in the beginning. So Jesus, too, is the light to all mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, when you see the Father, you see me. When you
mm-hmm.
see me, you see my Father.
Yeah.
So if they are one, me and my Father are one,
mm-hmm.
then why we can't understand?
Yeah.
We see your daddy, we see you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So then why is it that, you know, they see my daddy, they would say, you're just like your daddy. So why I so what's important? Why we just can't look like our Father?
Mm-hmm.
In heaven.
Well, here's the thing. And we talked about this earlier in the week, so I think before we did the Great Spies message, we talked about the soldiers leaving the soul, and in that message, we talked about how God gives you a gospel ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And you are our teacher. You everything theologic, we look to you because you teach us the concepts, the context of the scriptures. Now God bring me along because I'm a son, so I'm paying attention to everything. Y'all know I can come in and talk about everything, you know, well versed on everything because that's and then we have our leaders, who are well versed in other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically they miss you all the way. They miss you all the way because the fact of the matter is that. How can you not say God is real when I can explain to you in a theological way,
yeah.
right? But the way they can't even get on your level because you've been spiritual and they are thinking in a humanistic manner.
Yeah.
Now I understand what they're saying. They say basically saying that because of what was the question?
Which one?
The stuff they said again.
The beginning?
Yeah, the stuff they said again. Because I think the message has took a turn to where we're back there. We talked about this. So they say, I believe in God, but not the Bible.
Yeah.
So basically, what they're saying is that I don't believe in the Bible because the Bible is telling me stuff I don't want.
True.
But I believe in God because I have to believe in God because all the stuff that he made.
Yeah.
And nobody really have a good enough explanation of how this stuff was made other than the Big Bang Theory, which sounds crazy to me.
Yeah.
Right?
True. I don't believe there is a God because of what
I
see.
Because
of the turmoil in the world.
So if there was a God and he's telling me good, then none of this bad stuff would happen.
True.
Even though some bad stuff breeds good.
Okay, but the thing is, this is the thing. God created good.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the one that gave
exactly.
it to the enemy, so that the enemy just took it and ran with it.
And so many.
And now, so now you blaming God for something that he didn't do.
And
you gave it to the devil. So it's like if I give you a gift. And you taking and giving it away to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I have no control over how you feel about it or whatever, how it's
left.
So, because you didn't give it away.
Yep.
And you didn't get to use whatever I had given you. So,
mm-hmm.
that's basically like I said, I gave you the world. I gave you the garden. What more do you need? Now you've messed up and let this foolery in here. I can't let you stay here, so I gotta put you out.
Mm-hmm.
So, now I put you out. So, then, you know, now you can benefit from what was in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And so, now we gotta succumb to the diseases and the hatred and the prejudices of what we created.
Now we get to the meat of the problem because it is now you all what you have said is them trying to subtract. I don't got nothing to do with it. I don't got nothing to do with it. If there was a guy, this shouldn't be happening. Regardless
yeah.
if I got something to do with it, then some of them realize the part we play. But regardless of the part we play, if he's so powerful, he should stop.
Yeah, and he's not.
But if he did stop us, then some of us like, don't stop me. I want to do it.
Just like with the mask.
Exactly. Don't take away my freedom. God, heal us. I sent the dude who made a mask. I'm pretty sure God was like, kill me.
Oh, Lord.
Kill me. Did you just ask me to heal you? I made a guy. His name was on the check to the third. And he made a match. And you won't wear it. But you want to hear it. I'm pretty sure God is up there in heaven like that.
Yeah. yeah. And so it says, we then see Jesus pre-existed his distinct personhood from the Father and his deity. He existed before time began and was living as a distinct person from the Father and the Holy Spirit. Because remember, he's in that other world.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit was there. And the Greek word for the word is logos.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled those things out. And then it says, Genesis 1:1 says, God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. But John declares that here that God did all his creative work through his son, the word.
Mm-hmm.
Colossians 1:16 says, by him were all things created and are in heaven and are in earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the visible and the invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him. So that's why people should have been talking about their political things. I'm not worried about political things because God says I created all certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this particular season is an illuminating season so we can see
mm-hmm.
exactly what the political side of things behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we so busy, we just working. We go to work, we go to school, we go to work, we go to school, we go home and go to sleep, we go to work, we go to school, we go home and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We got a routine of that. Never really realizing the entity that's really controlling the whole factor. So now the dominoes are on the table.
Exactly.
And they're falling slowly
because
of what people have done. It's not what God did, but what people have allowed for the things to do.
So we talk about God as the creator, right? Jesus is the creation, which was the creator.
Mm-hmm.
So the creator created itself. Try to figure that one out. Say that five times fast, right? So it can get a little bit lost in translation. But when you look at the story, you have to look at the story to understand the creation and understand the cycle of. Maybe the most beautiful cycle of life and how it is the circle of it. But here's the thing. Now, you got people saying the Bible is fake.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how the word become flesh. We talked about how it came, how it went. And everything in that situation is in if you actually look and actually search, actually learn how the word becomes flesh, actually learn how he came, actually learn how he went, learn how you will. So a lot of people who saying that the Bible is fake is most people who have education. So how can you say something is fake if you don't read it or look into it to learn how whether it's fake or
because I'm gonna tell you when I was in the Catholic Church and I remember them I had a question about Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I went to ask the priest about this question I had about the end times, and I was like 15 or 16 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me like, well, I can't answer that right now. And so it never got answered there. So I was always a person that would study and read for myself and stuff. And so then when I got to Pastor Walker, then he introduced me to a book that he was going, a series that he was doing, Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth.
Mm-hmm.
So that particular book was what kind of got the engine going of
mm-hmm.
study
mm-hmm.
even more.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad then came into the church there because he liked the atmosphere and stuff. So he started coming to Bible study, he started going to church, then came weekend and all that stuff. But it's the idea of just giving time to study.
Mm-hmm.
And, and we make time for everything else we want.
Mm-hmm.
And so why we can't make time to get a relationship with God together.
Yeah.
And so I was telling, Pranithia this morning, my first assistant, and I said, I was reading my dispensation map. It just kind of clicked on when I was doing something this morning and looking for some Bible verse. And because most of the time I write stuff first. Then I go back and get scripture. And I didn't get my scriptures for this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I already had most of my stuff written during the week, and then I had to go back and write some more this morning, and then I closed the book. And then I said, okay, which way do you want to go with this? And then scriptures came then.
Mm-hmm.
So that was about 9 o'clock. And service started with that. All right. So then by that time, I was clicking into media, telling them what scriptures and, how to augment the title. So the idea was, I looked at the dispensation map and it says church age.
Mm-hmm.
So church age is where we are.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is the rapture, which is Revelation 3.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going through this pandemic now,
mm-hmm.
and we got shortage of toilet paper, Kleenex, and any other thing, that we're going through, the viruses is taking over, so many people have died, what is the next go round, the next shift.
Mm.
So, we were all talking, and I said, we in the church age.
Mm-hmm.
And the next part is the rapture, and that's in Revelation 3.
Mm.
So if it's in Revelation 3, they got 22 chapters in Revelation. So, what are we going to do? If we living like this now, mass stuff can't go nowhere, can't do this, can't do that. One vaccine worked like this, the other vaccine worked like this. You get this vaccine, you can't take the other one. And vice versa, so you got to make sure you take the same one. What if you go to a different doctor, he got Pfizer, the other one got Moderna. All that kind of stuff. So we're living in this time. And then now I'm hearing about $8 strawberries and $9 grapes, and stuff like this, and heavy bananas. And all of this. And, and stuff used to be, a quarter, and you could take a dollar and go do some damage
mm-hmm.
with a dollar. I remember I bought pickle, potato chip, a pig lip, and some nylon with a dollar. And some, I'm talking not a little bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big bag of mm-hmm. chips. And I'm like, what's going on? And that was with a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're living in this time, the four hawks of apocalypse, the scales gonna come up on the scale, the red hawk, he's gonna ride. And then you're going to tilt scales and stuff. It take a wheelbarrow full of money to get one loaf of bread.
Mm.
And then the pale horses ride because we got the plague and the pestilence and the earth. So, what? That's just how it's making you feel like, why are y'all not believing? What other signs do you need to say that I need to believe in God? Because we don't even talk about cancer no more. We don't talk about nothing with the heart disease, none of that. Because COVID and took over. That big distraction. Now, one time it was like, keep me a little quiet commercial, come on at night, careful, powder, tooth, no, not anything, COVID. Yeah. So the practical
one. Jesus Christ is God and has always been God. Period. Number two. As God, Jesus is the creator and the one who gives life to people.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you. So why would he bring all festivals? And they keep telling you he's the giver of life. He's the one that gave life. He breathed into Adam and he gave him life. So why is it that we got to keep saying that I don't believe?
Well, it started when he chose death. When he chose
but she didn't know.
You disobeyed God.
Well, but she didn't. She went to the tree. That was the disobedient part. When she pulled the fruit down to other people because he told her don't eat, but she didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know that all the trees was eating because remember the word wasn't given to her, the word was given to Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So when she, and Adam was right there, he wasn't far away, he was listening. So with her being there at the tree talking to the serpent and getting beguiled in her mind twisted and come up, you won't surely die. The key word is surely.
Mm-hmm.
See, that don't mean you're not going to. So because he told her, saying you won't surely die. And she said, so she didn't know nothing about dying. She didn't know nothing about, all she knew that I want the food to taste good. You know, it look good. It's on trees. He said, we can eat. I'm going to eat. She didn't know what surely died means. Because remember, we were not given over to that consciousness until she said he ate it. Then they knew. See, we got to look at the time thing here. Adam was there listening. He could have stopped her. But he didn't, because that was the person that God gave him to be with. And we don't know what thoughts was going through his mind. But the thing was, when he ate it, because he was given instruction. So when God gave you an instruction, are you going to follow it? It's like Abraham, he said he didn't know where he was going. God told him to go. And he went to where he didn't know. So that's the thing that's going on now. So how can you not, you know, look at him as the creator? He created everything, yeah. But everybody's not his creation.
God gave us life.
And
our choices have to be towards life and not death.
Well, that's why he said, lead us not into temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I lead myself into temptation, then something bad is going to happen because evil is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
He said, deliver us from evil. So how do we deliver from evil? I keep going to the house or the crack house or wherever it is, but the damage is done.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep going there knowing that evil is somewhere around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when we used to go to the project. You know, I worked in fishing. And I used to tell the dudes on the thing because they had the tennis shoes hanging over where I had the park. And I'm like, look here, hey, you know, I had to befriend them. Look, watch my truck while I go to work. And then I'll be peeping and teaching.
Peeping and teaching.
And watching to make sure the truck's still there because the janitor come out of her car was gone.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, is this for me? And you have to know your territory, but deliver us from evil. You don't have to go in like knowingly go in.
Mm-hmm.
I went into work,
mm-hmm.
but I befriended the people enough so when I used to ride through there, they wait. Everybody knew the blue truck.
And number three says, like John, we should bear witness to Christ, reflecting him to the world.
So we reflect.
Mm-hmm.
What we reflecting?
What we reflecting Christ.
So when you walk in, you're supposed to illuminate the world with your light.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you have to be a witness. You have to be able to be a witness.
Yeah.
Most of us sit on our laurels and don't be witness. We sit on our blessings, on our testimony, and don't say anything.
Okay, so what if you get in that
conversation? You need Jesus, but don't tell them why you
Okay, but then Jesus. But then the thing is, if you get in a conversation with somebody that don't believe,
mm-hmm.
who once believed, and I'm putting you in a trip bag, once you believe, but you talk to them and you tell them everything, especially this part here, now that you know that God is the Word and the Word was God. Okay, so now that you know this, then what would you do as a result of that argument?
Well,
like when you're talking to that person is telling you, no, I don't want to hear it. But then on the other instance, you listening and you trying to defend your point of how God is.
Mm-hmm.
So then what you going to do then?
In fact, the matter is, Pastor, that we, this goes back to what we always say, that our job is to tell. So as long as you told me, that is, whether the person will accept it or not, that's of no consequence.
million of it.
All right.
That's it.
Yeah, you gotta let it go.
Job well done, clocked out, go home.
Sounds like it.
Did what I did. After, like you say, you gave the person the gift.
Yeah.
You can't decide whether the person gives the gift away. Whatever they do with it. So, number four, mankind's only hope is in the truth that Jesus Christ, the true light, has come into the world.
That they want. Because if he didn't come, because he came, then if he didn't come, then we all be messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to come.
I'm telling you, people.
And I didn't look at this lesson, so I didn't know.
We talked about that last week, about how he ghosted us for 400 years.
Yeah.
And it was nothing but pestilence and famine.
Well, what are you doing now? It looks like he's ghosting again.
My God. Number five, those who receive Jesus' gift of salvation are born again as children of God.
Yeah. Because the salvation is free. The gift. So, you have to just receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't understand that by the confession of their mouth, saying that they want to be saved, that they want Jesus in their life. That's how you do it. But a lot of people don't do it according to all the sin.
And if you need a practical illustration, it's basically like somebody taking shackles off of you and you walk around for a little bit like, all right, let me go put these shackles back on.
Because that's the sin of saying by grace. That would be that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go and they get saved, and then they go back and pick the shackles up and put them back on.
And you're still saved. You're just a faith person in shackles.
Yeah. Saved by grace.
It's like, I don't know why you like wearing shackles and you just sit there with the shackles on.
You like wearing shackles because it's normal.
Amen.
See, the normalcy of life blurs the design of what God has for us. So if it blurs the line of what God sees for us to have and to do in the world, then we can't fulfill our purpose. And that's why, every day I'm going, praying and hoping and getting better. So my thing is the devil trying to distract me from my study, trying to distract me from doing it, preaching or whatever. And I told God this morning, I'm going to do this however you got it, I'm going to do it. And I got so much in my faith, it don't matter to me, but I'm going to still keep doing it.
First of all, it's something like you confess, and if you
confess that he, Jesus is Lord, you have received it. God, knowing that you have this salvation, it comes through your works now. You know, as you start working what you are learning, that's why you have to have those people around you to sharpen you, to be able to guide you and mold you. And as you start putting in works, the principles and stuff like that, you start seeing it work in your life, that's when you realize the salvation. And then stuff start happening I just testified today that I got the job.
Man.
But oh, I got my new job that's close to home, but it didn't pay as much as I my goal was to always come home and get paid more than what I left. But then how God fixed it. Okay, you in this job now, but there's another job that's coming open in the near future in a little bit that will pay you more. And that's when you realize, I couldn't do that. I would have just got the job that I was getting paid a little bit less than or getting paid the same. But stuff like that, that's when you realize that you're saved.
Yeah,
trust
in the Lord with all your heart. So when you don't lean to your understanding, because you don't understand why he did it that way,
mm-hmm.
but he wanted to get you to understand who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to show you some things sometimes, some substance,
okay.
to keep you on track, to show you that I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching this the other day, and I started playing the song that I used to sing when I was 14 in the gospel choir in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we first started with Walter Hawkins, and I had to lead the song called Never Alone, and I've mentioned that a couple of times before. But this time I put it on last week, and I was washing dishes, and it was like, it's a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I realized that he walks beside me every day, no matter how I'm walking.
Yep.
But he walks all the way. And then when he guides my footsteps, you know, he guides my footsteps every step of the way because I'm never alone. And I had to really realize that. And I'm like 14 singing the song, or just, I'm having 13 in the choir. So they just started the gospel choir, you know, Catholic things, all the work, you know. We were singing Baptist songs. So we was Catholic, then got robes. You know we were Baptist then. Got them brown robes there. We like, brown robes,
all
right.
All y'all needed was that old mother in the choir. Hey, 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 hey.
No, the Catholic church was quiet. So when we come in there with
y'all
all that
Catholic. Y'all wasn't Baptist yet. Because if you don't got that mother who's singing in the choir doing that, then y'all ain't Baptist yet.
No, we ain't. We don't, and you quiet. So then we up there, you know, oh, happy day, you know, first stuff and all that, but yeah. But I'm just saying, in order to know who God is,
mm-hmm.
you got to know, you know, you got to get to know him.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says right here, too, individually crafted items have more value than manufactured items because of all of the time, effort, and expertise necessary to create a single item. Never stop being amazed at this world that Jesus Christ, the ultimate artist, crafted for his pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Do we got any people who watch me and hear our music?
Yeah.
We want to thank Hope Trap for watching.
Shonda.
God bless you. Thank you for coming on.
Apostle
Terry. God bless you all for tuning in.
If you tune in early, we thank you again.
Yes. So this is not our last God before the new year. This is our Christmas, guys. So we want to wish you all a Merry Christmas,
happy holidays.
And a happy holidays. And
may God bless you.
Get a gift for the little kids. Get a gift for yourself. Get a gift for your wife. Get a gift for your husband. But don't forget the ultimate gift, which is Jesus, who came.
And your salvation.
Yeah, and salvation.
Yeah.
And life more abundantly, and hopefully you reign with him, life everlasting.
Yeah.
So we thank you all for tuning in, and we just want to our gift to you is letting you remind me that it's not about us.
Yeah.
Not our view.
Yeah.
God bless you.
All right then.